I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Employers will continue to face tough competition for talent in the 2018-19 job market thanks to an 8-year growth streak in the college labor market. That's according to Michigan State University's Recruiting Trends, the largest annual survey of employers in the nation. This year's graduates will enter one of the longest sustained periods of growth, which puts them at an advantage, says the survey's author, MSU researcher Phil Gardner.
The news is good. I mean, it's been very consistent with the national labor market scene that we're seeing just continual improvement in job opportunities for undergrads. And in the context, you have to realize that entering at the end of this last academic year, we entered the 8th year of growth. And rather, in the last 4 years have been double-digit growth at the bachelor's level. So it's been really robust and rather spectacular, and it's really hard to sustain that. But my concern was maybe that there would be a real shutdown, but we haven't seen that. So what we've got here is at the bachelor's level, and overall is an 8.5% increase. So if you look at it in context, we've shifted from 15% to 20% to 8.5%, but this is more sustainable. We've got an issue that's now emerging in throughout the labor market is we just don't have any supply left. I mean, if you keep going at 15%, we just aren't putting out that many more graduates a year, and you add in the fact that some of them aren't ready to step into the labor market, so employers just aren't going to take them because they're a warm body. I've said that before, and this recovery, unlike earlier really competitive labor markets, they take anybody, but they're not. So there are some kids that still are struggling in this transition because they didn't do what they needed to do, or there was reasons that they didn't take opportunities to get those internships or whatever kind of experience they needed related to their major, or they waited too late. And so they're going to have to do some judgment. Does that mean that they're dead? No, there is a lot of opportunities.
The main concern for employers is the number of qualified employees and the skills they possess.
They're just worried about the number of students that are available that are qualified to be in pools, the lack of, and this is the number one problem over everything else, is not having the package of skills and competencies and experiences that lend to the positions they're hiring for. So they're comfortable with the knowledge that they've learned in their degrees, but what they don't have are, old term names or people skills, more modern names or boundary spanning, these skills that allow them to participate, cross and do different kind of things in different contexts. We call them boundary spanning skills. So the depth and breadth is really important, and it's the breadth that employers are really, really worried about. A lot of this has to do with an argument that my people in IO Psych and others talk to me about, is we don't know if it's something you can teach or it's just something that's nurtured and it's in our personalities, and some are better at it and as they gain confidence in doing it. So a lot of these combination of skills and things just come through a lot of practice, a lot of encouragement, things that we don't often have time in college to do because you're busy with commitments both to get do well in your courses and other things that the students choose to do that may not necessarily provide the experiences they need to develop these skills. It's not all learned at work, but you need to have these experiences that challenge students to develop some of these skills and practice them. And then that means you have to have mentors there or people that can coach them. And so it requires a kind of different mindset that isn't always consistently available on many college campuses. So while I do believe that there's a lot of students that possess the ability to do those, if they've never been asked to do them or they've never been coached on how to do them, they really don't have the confidence to just draw on them and use them.
Gardner advises students to start thinking about preparing for a career almost as soon as they get their feet under them as freshmen.
There's this compelling need for students to realize that they have to think about these things earlier. You can't wait till your junior year or the second semester of your junior year to get an internship for this summer so everything will be right your senior. A lot of those decisions are already made now. And so you have to start thinking about at the at the second semester of your freshman year, that what do I need to do now in the next year to position myself to get an assistantship if I don't get one in my sophomore year, but surprising number are getting them in their sophomore year. And what does that mean for planning? How do I take the information I get early on to reaffirm that this is really what the purpose is I want to do? I just don't want to, this idea that a degree leads to a job. And the whole question is, how can we help these people understand what they don't know when they don't know what to ask and how to prepare? And it's frustrating because, students, young people always think, I know everything and I don't need to ask. And then it's like the world dropped out from under them when they get out there and they find out just what they learned in class isn't going to carry them very far. And so trying to build an understanding of young people, they have to make some of these academic and professional decisions in combination with each other, in lockstep with each other. You just don't put one off into that. And that's hard to do. It's hard to change a mindset where they have a whole set of other priorities. But that's the nub of the thing. Everything's being compressed down to start earlier, this preparing yourself to transition into the workplace. So one of the things that I hope we can continue to strive for is to prepare students not to get that first job, but for the disruptions that are going to occur after that. Because either whether it's technology or a downturn in the business cycle, they're going to have to be prepared to make moves and adjust.
To learn more, Google Michigan State University recruiting trends. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.